chilling the world. I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Oh, yes, very informative.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey y'all, when I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.
Sometimes I dream that I'm finally free. So baby, don't play me, I ain't no toy. I'm a prisoner here, but I still make noise. And I'ma shout that I'm about it with all my voice. I'm a screaming now, but one day I'll be an island boy. I'm just trying to make it, I'm an island boy.
I'ma keep it like an island boy.
I'm an island boy.
As you know, they assassinated the previous head of state, yeah? Some Colombian folks were involved in Haiti. They just killed him. They haven't been able to elect a new leader since then, and there's been a guy who's been acting as the head of state. Well, he was supposed to step down a few days ago, but instead, I have it on really good authority. The word on the street is that he went to Kenya to get a security force, yeah? And he was bringing them to Haiti. Wait, have they found me? Have they found me? So, he was supposed to bring a security force from Kenya to Haiti to calm situations down. But because he didn't step down, all the armed guards, gangs, they got together and they said, no, we're not having it. He needs to step down. And they stormed a prison. It was a big prison, yeah? And they killed a bunch of security guards, a bunch of prison guards, and they emptied that prison. But you know who remained? The people who assassinated the previous president, yeah? They said, no. No, people are going to get shot up and we don't want to get caught, right? So they stay there. So basically, watch the video. I've got it on my profile. It'll explain everything to you, yeah? The president, the head of state, is refusing to step down. There are 4,000 criminals, convicted criminals, armed, convicted, violent, the most violent criminals roaming the streets of Haiti now. And they're saying this is not the end. They're going to keep going. So watch the video. And that's all I'm saying, yeah? That's all that...
Okay, girl, I got some more tea for y'all. Now, this is stuff that's been happening over the past 3 days, okay? Because you know Godiva had to get some rest. I needed some beauty rest. But I'm going to get y'all caught up. Let's get into the tea of it all, okay? So, Big Pooh stated Gaza is the largest graveyard for children in the world. Now, why did this make America nervous? Because this is the same exact line that America used way back when they was trying to come after Afghanistan and they was trying to come after... all those other Middle Eastern countries that they got into it, baby, just go ahead and spin the bottle, okay? Because they have gotten into it with literally all the Middle Eastern countries, okay? This is America's same shit that they was throwing out there when they called themselves trying to bring democracy to the Middle East. So that's got America nervous because everybody's starting to see, like, oh, you really the issue, girl. Like, you're the issue. And Big Poop basically threw their own shit at them. So basically, America is looking at them and looking at how people are responding to what Big Poop is saying. And they wondering, like, When did y'all become so cool with Big Pooh? Sorry, that may have been my doing. I've been the one that's been you know, romanticizing Big Pooh. I know he evil. I don't care. He helping out the Palestinians right now. They ain't got shit to do with me. What he doing to them white folks in Europe? That's white people business, and I choose to stay up out of it. That's something y'all know nothing about, white folks. In addition to that, it looks like ceasefire talks have completely failed. Do you understand what I'm saying? They were still in talks of a ceasefire. Antony Blinken done went over there too many times. Nothing. And they have tried everything that they could do to get Israel to, you know, go into talks with for a ceasefire. However, Israel has, you know, declined to do any kind of ceasefire and even threatened that if those hostages were not returned by the beginning of Ramadan, that they would invade Rafah. Now, since that happened, several countries that have been known to, you know, be in cahoots with this whole BRICS situation, the new currency that's coming out, the global currency that's coming out, that's going to be digital. Several countries have stated, baby, you do that, and that's your last day on this earth, okay? Your shit will be peeled back. Do you understand what I'm saying? We will erase you from history. If you do that, you're going to find out what it really looked like to set it off in this motherfucker. So, basically, Israel was like, all right, well, don't worry about it, and decided to bust a U.E. and actually go after Lebanon instead, okay? Because they saw how much heat was coming their way, and they ain't want no action. Also, Big H, they not playing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just showed y'all their whole platoon, and it's been several of the platoons that's been getting taken out one by one by one. The walls closing in, and Israel can feel it real bad. In addition to that, the Yemeni force, them YF boys, stated, we ain't going no motherfucking where yet again, because there's been three ships that's been sank in the past 7 days, and they all belong to Great Britain. Some of them was old, I ain't gonna hold, and you could tell just by looking at the photos that they was a little old and outdated, and they was, you know, definitely ships that they was probably gonna, you know, get some money off of, but they sent it out to the Red Sea so they can claim it on their insurance. We know the deal, we're not stupid, okay, because y'all broke as fuck, so we know y'all do, y'all finessing, y'all finding a way to finesse. They sent that ship out to the Red Sea, boom, the shit get destroyed. So, the Yemeni have announced that, listen, we not gonna stop sinking these ships. So, send as many as you need to, if you need us to, help you get, you know, claim fraud on your insurance and get the money back for them ships. Because we gonna keep shooting them. We gonna keep shooting them. We gonna keep fucking them ships up. We'll send your soldiers home, but we gonna keep fucking them ships up. I need you to know that. And since the weekend, both Russia and Iran stated they will be developing oil fields for maximum production. Now, they didn't say exactly which oil fields, pay attention, because it sounds to me like they're going to be not only helping Syria, but they're also going to be going into Palestine and helping Palestine get that natural gas up out of there. Now, they may have to pay a hefty price. Palestine may have to end up paying a hefty price, I ain't going to lie. However, you know, you got your land back, baby. And you may just, they may break you off a little something. Y'all may be able to split it down the middle. Do you understand what I'm saying? You may be able to split it down the middle. And that's going to help back, you know, the initial launch of the BRICS currency, along with everybody else who got their oil, okay? So all the other countries that got their oil, you know, China just came across some raw natural resources. That's going to take about a decade to completely mine. But, you know, it should only take about a good 2 to 5 years to get some of it out of there. But they need something to put up right now. A little something. I need something up front. So, of course, they looking at Palestine like, psst, Neha, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry. I'm about to watch me squash this shit. Okay? And miraculously, as this is going down, all of a sudden, Germany, who has threatened Russia about Ukraine, their conversations get leaked. The highest-ranking military conversations that was secretly recorded got leaked out of nowhere while Russia and Iran is trying to make some shit shake. Yeah, they wasn't playing. They was like, you need to get the fuck. I'm not even about to waste my bullets on you because I already know I'm finna whoop your ass. I ain't got time for it. I ain't about to play with you like that. You need to get your annoying ass the fuck on somewhere before I really show you what it is. So basically, of course, we know Russia did it. We know Russia did it. I ain't stupid. They stay leaking people's shit. One thing about Russia, them hackers, baby, they be hacking. They know what they doing, okay? But, of course, America gonna say, you know, Russia did it, da, 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 da. And of course, Big Poop gonna come back and, I ain't do that. Who said that? You got proof? If you got proof, then we could talk. But if not, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not even sure why Germany is invited to the fight. I think America is kind of trying to lean on Germany and Poland right now, even though Poland just threatened America. I think they're trying to lean on their, you know, their last options because they don't have no other options. Greece was at the bottom of their list as well, and Greece already pulled out. Greece was like, nah, we got countries that's, or cities that's sinking underwater. I'm good, for real. I'ma just figure out what's going on over here, for real. I'ma just figure out what's going on over here. And I get it. Greece, like, we don't have money for sanctions. You said this was gonna be lucrative. You didn't say that we was gonna get our money taken from us. Yeah, it's a no from us. So while Lebanon is trying to find a way, I'm sorry, not Lebanon, while Israel's trying to find a way to make sure that more influx is coming in, more money is coming in, and, you know, they get more dubs and L's by going after Lebanon, these two is over there laughing, kick-catting, and literally cashing out. Do you understand what I'm saying? They cashing out. So many people have signed on the BRICS, baby. They about to be rich. And things are starting to look up for the Palestinian community because a Swedish Palestinian company, these are the descendants of Palestinians that left as a result of the IOF and the occupation of Palestine. Their descendants that live in Sweden and that have, you know, been living in Sweden, decided to create their own cola company shortly after we decided to boycott Pepsi Cola, cola products, everything that comes from Israel or that backs Israel. We've been boycotting it, and they decided to get their own company, and they're pushing it right now like it's that cocaina. Several other countries have ordered several cases of this cola because they know it's gonna go far and wide. Now, you know Godiva gonna do her research, right? And not to worry, these are not people that's trying to come up off of a situation. This is a Palestinian family actually looking to do good for their own community, okay? So after researching their website, there was a thorough research of their website, which I actually did go and look at myself because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't misreading anything either, or that there wasn't anything to be left in between the lines. The only thing that I would say is that's a little humanitarian organization that assists Palestinians. So that can be like something that could be misconstrued, but they still are donating a huge percentage of their profits to Palestinian-backed organizations that are collecting money and charities and charity work for the Palestinians. So they will be making money off of this. Yes, that's a great thing. A new Palestinian-owned company, more money, more generational wealth going flowing and prospering through the Palestinian community because they need it and they deserve it. In addition to that, they'll be sending money directly to those charitable organizations to help out the cause and to get Palestine rebuilt and redeveloped. I say that this is a win, okay? This is definitely a good thing that's happening right now, because if nothing else, as many Palestinian companies should be popping up with their businesses as we're boycotting these other businesses. As they're going out the door, y'all should be coming in the door. Be on the lookout for some Palestinian merch, because it's coming. It's coming, okay?
We take that same chemical weapon that's an acute, toxic, flammable environmental hazard, and we ship it to compound pharmacies that put it in supplements and protein powders and energy drinks that you drink. Right, you ever heard of a Celsius energy drink? Celsius energy drink has 4 times the amount of daily cyanide that a human being's meant to ingest. 4 times, that's just one sample. So drink Monster or Bang. I mean, drink Bang, not Monster or Celsius, right? Bang has methylcobalamin, this has cyanocobalamin. So, and we wonder what, you know, we're putting these toxic chemicals. He says, you know where we get the hydrogen cyanide? Don't make me take you to that website, because you'll just get up and leave. I wonder, where we would get hydrogen cyanide? Because these facilities that actually compound this B12, they don't even pay for the hydrogen cyanide. You know where they get it? Human sewage treatment plants. It is the waste from a human sewage treatment plant. It's called sludge. It's foamy yellow sludge. They scrape it off the top, they dry it, turn it into a powder, ship it to a facility, synthesize it with a metal, and put it in your vitamins. They take metal, hydrogen cyanide, and put it in our supplements. So that's exactly, so when you get home tonight, I want you to take all of your supplements and protein powders, spin them around, look for that word cyanocobalamin, and if it has it, throw it in the trash, right? And do that for your kids too.
See, fam, you see how Putin gearing up? See, I see a lot of people talking whoosh whoosh about Putin, but you know, what I see about Putin so far, and I don't even know the guy. I'm in the middle, right? I'm refereeing, analyzing. When I see him, he must be a slick snake because, you know, all I see him doing is what is best. So, he doing to me what is best. And he trying to do it in a reasonable and the right way. And I see a lot of people, oh, you hate Putin, you go there with, hey, I can't get mad at this dude because he got his own country. I can't feel a certain type of way. They perceive him in America like he's slug. But as I see and understand him for the last 3 years, looking at his content, what he's saying and how he rolling and this and that. I haven't found a little sluggish in him yet. I said yet. And then we see up in here in America, how they putting all this other stuff in our vitamins and stuff like this. And we go for it. See, this is how these people don't even respect us, fam. This is how these people look at us like we... I'm talking about the people in the world that's taking this stuff. And the people that is forcing this stuff on us and taking this stuff on, we should be looking at the FDA sideways now, family. All these pharmacy places that say it, giving them a pass or a go, they should be accountable. We need to hold them accountable, man. They allow riches and undercover money to go up and destroy a mass of people's lives. Unless they wicked as heck. And that's the agenda that they try to project out here. Now, we coming closely into April 8th. I hope most of y'all know what's going on in April 8th. And when April 8th come, and they saying a lot of things supposed to manifest, but we'll see when it get here. But if most of y'all don't know what April 8th is, maybe we need to analyze.
The solar eclipse on April the 8th, 2024. It seems as if now everyone knows about it. They got a breakdown for it. They know what's going to happen. But we know the world is under a delusion. Truly, they don't know what is going to happen. They don't know what's going on. Only a few. All right. And we know that judgment is coming, not just to America, but the world. Okay, because many are under false doctrine as if America is going to be destroyed. And we're going to see that this sign means something different from what the world believes. We already know that the eclipse from 2017 and the one that is approaching is going to make an X across the United States. Now, it said that this X is located near the town of Carbondale, Illinois. And this little section is also called Little Egypt. Why is that important? As we know from Revelation 13 that the world is going to worship and wander after the first beast. And the first beast was Pharaoh. He was the first beast to reign over the children of Israel. Now, if you continue on the path of this eclipse, it's said to cross over 8 towns called Nineveh. Why is that important? Because many are connecting that to Jonah, but I'm going to show you something different. Jasher chapter 81, verse 40. And when the children of Israel had entered the sea, the Egyptians came after them. And the waters of the sea resumed upon them, and they all sank in the water. And not one man was left excepting Pharaoh, who gave thanks to Yahuwah and believed in him. Therefore, Yahuwah did not cause him to perish at that time with the Egyptians. And Yahuwah ordered an angel to take him from amongst the Egyptians, who cast him upon the land of Nineveh. And he reigned over it for a long time. Hopefully now it's starting to make sense, because this is a sign that the beast is coming to reign from America over the whole world, because Daniel chapter 7 verse 23 says that America is the beast kingdom. Passing over Nineveh 8 times also is symbolic of something, because we know from Revelation that the 8th beast is coming, who was also the 7th beast, who was also the 1st beast. And the Most High makes it so easy for us to determine who the beast is, because we know that Pharaoh was the seed of Ham, and there has only been one U.S. president that is of the seed of Ham. So his number is number 44, and that also equals 8. And this is the judgment on the nations for what they have done to the children of Israel. That judgment is written in Joel chapter 3, verse 8. That is, they're going to be given over to the Sabians, the one who is coming. And this also connects to moon god worship. And we know who worships the moon. This is their leader. The solar eclipse.
I want to ask you about East Jerusalem, but to talk about what you said about the principle of self-defense. Does that in any way apply to the Palestinians? Do they have a right to self-defense? Do Palestinians have a right to self-defense?
In broadly speaking, Saeed, we believe in the concept of self-defense. We believe it applies to any state. I don't think that I certainly wouldn't want my words to be construed as.
I understand. I want to ask you, I don't want to harp on this either, but you know, the Israelis killed 13 people just now, you know, including maybe 5 or 6 children. Do you condemn that? Do you condemn the killing of children?
Saeed,
I'm asking, do you condemn the killing of Palestinian children?
Obviously, and these reports are just emerging, and I understand, I was just speaking to the team, I understand we don't have independent confirmation of facts on the ground yet, so I'm very hesitant to get into reports that are just emerging. Obviously, the deaths of civilians, be they Israeli or Palestinians, are something we would take very seriously.
Okay.
You're going to know as soon as I read what your answer was that there's a big problem with it. You said, well, not a problem, it just doesn't answer the question. We believe that it, meaning the right to self-defense, applies to any state. Well, you see the problem, right? Yes?
Do you want to...
Do you regard Palestine as a state?
I wasn't referring...
In the context of the ICC and the UN. You saying that you do not... If it applies to any state, are you saying that Palestinians don't have a right to self-defense?
I was making a broader point, not attached to... Israel or Palestinians in that case.
So, they do have a right to self-defense.
Matt, I'm not in a position to debate the legalities from up here. But our message is one of de-escalation.
You see how the word play, they play, man. That's why I be trying to tell y'all young fellas, guys, and females, and whoever. Don't see how the crafty words and the wordplay and order him spitting out the answer. He want to go around the corner 3 times and then come out here and spit out something else. Come on, man. These are the things that they so got their mind, their pockets lined up with these people money, that they don't want to say the wrong thing, or else they'll lose their seat and they lose their pocketbook. These guys are so wicked, man. And I keep telling y'all this, fam. We got to do better, man. We got to see better. We got to rise up and start doing the right thing. Because as long as you let snakes and skunks slither all through our business and try to run our lives and trying to tell us when we can retire and all this other stuff, they need to stop. They making millions and millions of dollars while we up here pinching pennies, borrowing quarters, looking homeless, scratching our heads. And that goes for all of us, man. We allow these people to do this and we just sit back here and wait for the next man to say something, and everybody should be saying something. You in this world, you breathing this air, your life matters because you're in this world. So you should be able to say and speak on your mind for the right thing, the righteous name, not no old wicked shit that's just benefiting the cause of being wickedness. Because we roll with wickedness, we roll with wickedness too long, too strong. So when we gonna see this brighter day, this big smile on our face? Hey, what's up, brother? Here go, what you need some? Oh, here go, don't worry about it. No, don't even worry about it. Thank the Most High. You know, when we gonna go back to that?
And I don't think people understand how deep this stuff goes. Now, I'm gonna show you the video, and all I want you to do is listen and pay attention. Right, ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because in the spiritual realm, it is very serious, and a lot of people are going to be dying in this hour. There's no time to be playing any games. I want to share this with you, so please pay attention. I'm about to roll the clip.
Is God trying to warn America using the sun and moon to mark the United States? Well, let's talk about it. Okay, so August of 2017, we had this total solar eclipse that passed right here through America. In April of this year, we will have this total solar eclipse coming this way. In October of last year, we had the annular eclipse that crossed right here. So I understand this may mean absolutely nothing to you, this whole shape right here, these lines. But this right here is actually the first letter of the Paleo-Hebrew, which is the Aleph. Right here you have the Paleo-Hebrew alphabet, first letter being the Aleph, right there. Let me show you this again, okay? So you have the eclipse, the Aleph. I will turn it around for you here, so it might be easier for you to see. So the early Hebrew depiction of the Aleph was actually an ox head. For this original pictograph for this letter is a picture of an ox head representing strength and power from the work performed by the animal. This pictograph also represents a chief or other leader. When two oxen are yoked together for pulling a wagon or a plow, one is the older and more experienced one who leads the other within the clan, tribe, or family. The chief or father is seen as the elder who is yoked to the others as the leader and the teacher. The modern name for this letter is the Aleph and corresponds to the Greek name Alpha, like the Alpha and the Omega. We also get the word alphabet from the Aleph. Okay, so what's the big deal about having the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet here over America? Well, that is not the only thing here, for you also have the last letter of the Paleo-Hebrew right here, the Tav. For the Tav represents a cross or an X. For you have the X across America with the total solar eclipse from August 2017 and April 2024 making the Tav, while also having a second Tav right here with the total solar eclipse in April and last year's annular eclipse. So you have two Tavs marking the United States with these eclipses. Not to mention how the Tav is the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So you can see the early Hebrew pictograph of the Tav are two sticks crossing each other. In Old Hebrew script, the letter Tav was written as a cross mark. Now the Tav is used as a marker. It is a sign of life or death. So the Tav was only used three times in the Old Testament, but right here in Ezekiel chapter 9, there's something very interesting. So the Lord tells the prophet to mark everyone who mourns over Jerusalem with a sign on the forehead, the Tav. The word sign is not the typical word for sign, but rather the name of the letter Tav, the final letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Those who exhibit the proper response are being marked with the Tav on the forehead. Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. In the cursive script, it had the shape of an X or a cross, a form that remained essentially unchanged from the early stages of the evolution of the alphabet until the adoption of the square Aramaic script. It is preserved to this day in the Western script as T, This was the basis for the church fathers concluding that the mark was the sign of a cross, and therefore a type pointing to those who were marked by Jesus. Bloch goes on to link the sign on the forehead to the blood on the doorpost at the Passover. We have the eclipse this year in April, right before Passover.
Right.
The scarlet cord of Rahab and the sign Oat that marked Cain on the forehead. In each case, the sign is protective against an angel of death. Bloch adds, since in ancient custom, the law also served as a mark of ownership, the possibility that this mark represents Yahweh's signature, his claim on those who were citizens of the true kingdom of God deserves consideration.
Y'all hear that?
In a footnote, he points to Job 31:35, where the Tav represents a shorthand symbol for one's signature. Though he believes that by Ezekiel's time, the mark of ownership would have been a lamed, meaning belonging to. Okay, so I know this is a lot of information, but let me give you in summary in my opinion. So you have the Aleph and the Tav marked over America, which Jesus is the Aleph and the Tav, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Since the Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet and the Tav is the last. So you have the sun and moon causing a marking over America through the eclipse that writes in Paleo-Hebrew, the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last, Jesus Christ. The Aleph meaning leader strength, and the Tav meaning a mark or a sign. Now you may think I'm looking too far into this, but I don't think so. I think this is from God, and he is warning his children. He's given revelation to his friends, like he gave revelation to Abraham about the destruction of Sodom. So with this, we go back to Ezekiel chapter 9. Those individuals who were mourning over Jerusalem, the destruction of Jerusalem, they had a mark of the Tav over them, a protection. This goes back to the idea of the Passover blood on the doorpost, protecting individuals from the angel of death. Is this a sign of the rapture, potentially? Is this a sign of protection of God's people in America when destruction is coming upon America? Because we know that judgment is coming. The Tav can also mean life and protected. We have life, but to those who are not in Christ, have judgment and death coming upon them here in America. And for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, know that the King is coming and he is at the door. Judgment is coming upon America and upon an unbelieving world, and it is critical, it is crucial to get the gospel out, to love others, and to understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind.
Hey fam, what's up? This is Fades. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Fades380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/Fades5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in a thought, a process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram. Fades380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time. I just need a little more time with you.
News.
posted the last video about the national outage that's been happening with American-owned social media platforms. There being rolling outages, and it's been happening constantly. Honestly, it's been happening sporadically, but here in certain states in America, it's been ongoing, and it's been constantly, okay? So, let's go ahead and clarify some things. Since then, I found out some news that it's been happening in Sweden and other countries as well. So it is turning into a global issue. But there's more of a need for me to get this information out there. As of right now, Israel is losing their fucking mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? The walls are closing in as each second passes. More and more of their people are quitting and trying to find safety and solace. Why? Sirens have been going off all night long. Well, while we slept over here in the West, in the Middle East, sirens have been going on in Tel Aviv and in Israel all night long. Where have they been coming from? Lebanon. Yeah, they meant it when they said you fucked up. You fucked with the wrong motherfucker. They meant that. Lebanon meant that. Nasrallah, he's not going to let this shit go. Heads will be on stakes. I'm gonna kick it to you straight. There's a reason why that man is at the top of the, we can laugh and joke and everything, but there's a reason why that man is at the top of the terrorist list. There is a reason why that man, Nasrallah, is at the top of the terrorist list. There's a reason why Hezbollah is known as a terrorist group. That man don't fuck around. Okay? So they've been sending bombs bike to bike. Now, don't get me wrong. Izzy been sending bombs to Lebanon too, and they have increased the type of bombs that they're using, which means that the amount of destruction that they're doing at the southern Lebanese border is becoming a bit more, okay? It's starting to look a little rough at the southern Lebanese border, but from what the streets are saying, he was prepared for this, and he ready to take it all away. And by he, I do mean Nasrallah, and my energy is giving, Izzy girl, I'm scared for you. No, seriously, I'm scared for you. Because you have just, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and I can already tell. Just the energy today, I feel like so many of the nation's leaders and like even the media sources, they're reporting different. It's almost like we're all low-key just holding our breath and waiting, which is the truth. We are all holding our breath and waiting because we know what's going to happen to you, Izzy. We know it's gonna go down, girl. It's only a matter of time. You get what I'm saying? It's only a matter of time. And obviously, they are actually going crazy right now, trying to rush shit because look at it. In the past 24 hours, they've managed to do the exact same shit that they just did. That was ended up being the Flower Massacre. They, you know, sent aid in, waited for the people to come up to it, and they killed 117 people this time. Israel just did it again. Yeah, they're trying to take as many kills as they can possibly get. Just because. Here's another area within the past 12 hours that Nasrallah bombed. This isn't the same as the other map. And while all of that is going down, Hamas is whooping the IOS ass. I told y'all yesterday, I gave it 24 to 48 hours before we start seeing a bunch of videos flood. It wasn't even a full 24 hours before them videos started popping up. Baby, it wasn't even a full 12 hours before them videos started popping up. I knew y'all watched my shit. I just want Hamas to know, we love y'all. We love y'all. We've been rooting for y'all this whole time. But at the same time, thank you for providing us with the video evidence of what's been going down. Because as you can see, it's even lying to us this entire time. And honestly, if we keeping it real, sorry y'all, I had to take them rubber bands out. Honestly, if we keeping it real, Izzy been lying to herself this whole time. I get it. They was confident that they could actually win this situation, but it's not looking like it's going to be any of the above because as of right now, they getting attacked on land and in Gaza. So it's not looking too good in the hood. And last but certainly not least, this is extremely important. This is why we have to keep going. This is why we have to keep fighting because there were sources such as I Own Palestine that was giving us firsthand encounters of what's been happening on the ground where we've been able to see the real, raw, uncut truth of what's been going on inside. So this Holocaust was televised. I mean, every single thing was documented, okay? And I'm guessing that since yesterday and all these interviews that Motaz has done and with everything that Israel's been doing lately and on top of all of it accumulated, I understand why there is a outage in some of those platforms, because I Am Palestine was a top ranking platform on Instagram, and so was users like Motaz, Khaled Bedoun, Ahmed. There's so many activists that were active on Instagram prior to this global outage on the American platforms, okay? It's important for me to get this information out to y'all because I need y'all to know we had to find other ways to keep our eyes on Palestine, which means we all have to migrate to TikTok and we have to rely on TikTok, okay? So here's what I'm going to say. Israel is losing their minds as they continue to kidnap and interrogate and terrorize and literally, I'm trying to think of the words, because the Palestinians are being tortured. Okay, they're suffering right now, and it's so bad that their screams are being heard loudly through Hamas City in Khan Yunis. Everyone can hear their screams. Do you know how psychologically and emotionally damaging that is for adults, let alone babies, that are already listening out for fighter jets and bombs and all types of sniper shots? They, like, God only knows what their mind has normalized, okay? Because when you are going through PTSD and trauma, you do things such as you can tell who's coming towards you by their footsteps, okay? Each person's footsteps is, you can identify them the same way you'd be able to identify their fingerprints by their footstep, by weight, by pressure, by sound of their shoe, all that, okay? God only knows what these kids have already, their brains have already mutated into a superpower and a super strength to where they know what to listen for. And now they have to hear the screams of their relatives and their closest family friends and, you know, the people that look like them being tortured feet away from them. I can only imagine what they are going through and what they're feeling right now. So it's important that we continue to scream as loud as we can for Palestine, because whether this outage was intentional or not, we will continue to find ways to get to one another, to talk to one another, to get the information out and to spread as much awareness so that we keep our eyes on Palestine. Okay. So keep looking for these accounts. I'm pretty sure I Am Palestine has a TikTok account. If not, we're going to keep looking for their Telegram groups, and we're going to keep the word spreading. We will not take our eyes off of what's going on right now. But I just want to make sure y'all know Godiva is not off her square. I don't give a damn about no outage right now. We're going to keep reporting. We're going to keep going.
A New York Times reporter has just been outed and is now being investigated by the New York Times. And sources say she's been fired for two reasons. One, for making up fake news and fabricating the now famous mass rape hoax story that the New York Times ran as a cover story, which has now been fully debunked.
The New York Times has pulled an episode of its podcast, The Daily, about sexual violence from the October 7th attack.
A massive scandal is developing at the New York Times, where it has now been revealed that the co-author of a discredited article on rape on October 7th is a former member of an IDF intelligence unit.
President Biden emerged from that very, very long phone call with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister told President Biden that what happened on Saturday was barbarism that has not been seen since the Holocaust. He talked about hundreds of people were slaughtered. And Katie, for the first time, an Israeli official saying on the record that women were raped as part of this attack. It's been very widely reported, but this is the first time officially it's being said by an Israeli official.
And two, the second reason she's been fired, just so happens to be a former Israeli intelligence officer who worked in the Israeli Air Force.
Oh, you missed that one, did you?
I mean, this is who the New York Times hires to be their reporters. It gets worse, by the way. It gets worse. I'm just starting. This is really a shocking story about really how the deep state plants people inside of newsrooms to get propaganda pushed out to the masses, and how the New York Times, of course, is one of the most corrupt news organizations in the world. Are you wondering, by the way, how the hell the New York Times just managed to get this exclusive scoop of a story about all of these CIA offices in Ukraine?
And U.S. is providing vast majority of intelligence.
It wasn't a scoop. They were invited by the CIA to come to Ukraine and walk those offices. They are a mouthpiece of the intelligence community. So when you read a New York Times article, always remember that, folks. They are not a news organization. They are a mouthpiece of the intelligence community. They are corrupt. As Americans, we should be asking, how does Israeli intelligence, though, a whole other country, manage to plant a fake reporter in an American news outlet like the New York Times and then let her publish a front page story? It gets worse. So let's actually go through some of these details here. The article in question that set off a firestorm was titled thusly, Screams Without Words, How Hamas Weaponized Sexual Violence on October 7th. Now, we're not saying that sexual violence didn't happen on October 7th. That's not what this story is about today. What we're specifically focusing on is this fake story, okay? That's what we're focusing on. And then how it was parroted around the mainstream media like CNN, BBC, Fox News, all over the place. So just so we're clear what we're talking about here.
The fact that Hamas committed atrocities on October 7th is not in dispute. However, certain particularly horrifying anecdotes claimed by the Israeli government have fallen apart under scrutiny by Israeli outlet Haaretz. These debunked claims include that 40 babies were beheaded, that a baby was found in an oven, and that a pregnant woman had her baby cut out of her, among others. It is no accident, of course, that these stories were propagated. This agitprop about the barbarism of Hamas was crucial for Israel in their attempt to justify a barbaric assault on the Gaza Strip. So this piece, Screams Without Words, was published by the New York Times purporting to back up Israeli assertions about widespread rape on October 7th. It was incredibly significant. But no sooner had the piece been published that major problems emerged.
So this was published just after Christmas, on December 28th, that news story, and it set off a firestorm. Three so-called reporters were on the byline of this story. So three reporters at the New York Times contributed to this story, one of which was this woman, a woman by the name of Anat Schwartz. There she is. Keep her up on the screen, if you will. She's playing with her hair. She's teasing her hair. You can see she was born in Israel and served in the IDF intelligence service for the Israeli Air Force. We already knew the article had been debunked. We now know her IDF connections and her social media posts about annihilating Palestinians. What else do we know about her, though? Well, we know she's never once in her... Listen to this. She's never once in her life published another news article.
Wait, what?
Had not even worked as a journalist at all prior to taking on a central role in Times coverage. The questions about this incident go so far beyond this one journalist and her appreciation for psychopathic social media posts.
I'll repeat it for those paying attention. She's never once in her life published another news article. Meaning she's never written a single piece of journalism, published journalism ever. But she somehow got to publish a front page story at the New York Times. How exactly does that happen? It gets worse because Schwartz was simultaneously still working for Israel's state-run media while also working at the New York Times. Well, how do we know that? We know this because it's on her frickin' Wikipedia or his LinkedIn page. So she's working for Israeli Public Broadcasting at the same time that she's working at the New York Times. But even beyond working for Israeli intelligence is the fact that she has a history of liking social media posts that call for the total annihilation of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Anat Schwartz, but co-author of a discredited article on rape on October 7th, liked genocidal posts on social media.
So maybe she could have disclosed that in her article, like, hey, I'm the reporter on this story. Hey, by the way, I would love to see Palestinians annihilated. So this New York Times article, and here's again the front page to remind you of this, Screams Without Words, How Hamas Weaponized to Sexual Violence on October 7th. Look at this family, right? This family, of course, the way the New York Times paints it is they're in ruins, of course, and you know, detailing here the sexual violence against this family's daughter and their history of sexual violence and the killing of babies to terrorize the Israelis on October 7th.
The headline we gave it was New York Times lied about October 7th rape story because they lied about it. They said, we don't need evidence. I mean, screams without words, sexual violence on any without any actual victims.
Really?
So what happened was is the person they said was raped, their family came back and said, no, they weren't. No, she wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't Hamas debunking it. The family said, why are you just throwing
the family,
saying our daughter
yes.
was raped?
By the way, the paper of record lied about an October 7th rape story? Well, if you can't even believe the paper that has lied us into every major war in the last 100 years, then I'm just...
The article, of course, has been totally debunked by the great reporting at The Gray Zone, who first debunked this. They were the first to debunk it, and then others came along and also debunked it. Other news organizations have now done the same about this original New York Times fake story. So even the Israeli family featured in this New York Times article refuted the story. The family whose photo you saw there no, our daughter wasn't raped. We can't believe the New York Times actually said that, the family said. So the Israeli family featured in that photo of this article said the New York Times manipulated them. The family told Israeli newspapers that the New York Times fabricated the rape part of the story. There's no evidence our daughter was raped. Whoops.
Pulitzer Prize winner Jeffrey Gettleman claiming Hamas had, quote, systematically used sexual violence as a weapon of war. Originally, Gettleman's article was praised in the New York Times halls, but criticism of the piece began to grow internally and externally.
All the murder wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. It wouldn't get eyes on their article.
We need to also say that your daughter was raped when she wasn't. We just got to add that in here. But here's the amazing piece of this, if it's not amazing enough already. The Israeli police issued a statement before the New York Times ran that piece. The Israeli police told the New York Times they have zero evidence of rape. And they said they haven't been able to find anyone or any eyewitnesses to confirm it. And there's no evidence whatsoever. And they told the New York Times this. Israel police told them before the piece ran, and the New York Times didn't include that piece of information in their article. Oh, wait. There's one more reporter. There was three, remember? Who's the other reporter on the story? Ah, they had to put in a guy who's been around for a while at the New York Times to maybe give this story some legitimacy. This is Jeffrey Gettleman. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner at the New York Times, foreign correspondent. So what evidence do you have about this?
I don't want to even use the word evidence, because evidence is almost like a legal term that suggests you're trying to prove an allegation or prove a case in court. That's not my role. We all have our roles, and my role is to document, is to present information.
That's not evidence.
So we don't have any evidence. I'm not going to use the word evidence. I mean, this is...
It's information. We might have made it up.
But it's...
I'm losing my damn mind here. Without evidence, you're just making stuff up.
Well, looks like Starbucks is finally taking the blow that they knew was coming for them. It looks like the Middle East Starbucks franchise owners are having to fire 2,000 employees due to what Israel has been doing to the Palestinians. They had every opportunity to come out and take a stance against what was happening, and they chose not to and saw their stocks plummet, and now we are starting to see the ripple effect of that boycott. What's devastatingly sad is that here in the U.S., we haven't taken the same approach to put this company out of business. Honestly, I don't want to see people lose their jobs, because of course that's going to affect the economy and their families. But at the same time, at what point are we going to say we will not take shit from you companies? Either you're going to give us good quality food and you're going to be acting as good quality servants to the community, or you can't operate in our communities. Our money and our voices are important. And if you want to win a war with corporations who have millions, take your money out of their pockets. That's the only way. And it's time for us to continue this trend and shut this system down. Kellogg's, you want us to eat fucking cornflakes for dinner because you don't want to lower prices on food across the world? Well, guess what? We won't eat shit. We'd rather not eat anything than eat your shit. Either you start learning how to serve your community and give back and cut your profits, or you're going to pay in profits, period. Well, looks like Starbucks...
Are you surprised the president didn't call for your resignation? I'm surprised, but are you surprised that he didn't call for your resignation?
The president has expressed full faith and confidence in me.
So you're not surprised that he didn't call for your resignation? Is it typical that the president would go 3 days without talking to his Secretary of Defense? Is that typical, or is that a regular posture? Do you usually go days without talking to the commander?
I mean, that can happen. It depends on whether or not the president's on travel. If I'm on travel, there are times when we do go days without direct communication.
So the big issue for me here is either the president is that aloof, or you are irrelevant. Which one is it, Mr. Secretary? That you
it's
would go
neither.
That the president would go 3 days without knowing that his Secretary of Defense is not on the job.
It's neither. The president is not aloof, and I am. I participate in all of the
Let me ask you this. On January 2nd, while you were in the hospital, President Biden was vacationing in the Caribbean. Your deputy, who the president didn't even know had operational control, was on a beach in Puerto Rico. What kind of message does that send to our adversaries?
The key piece is that, number one, the deputy has the ability to... she has access to secure communications. She has the ability to participate in decision-making processes from wherever she is.
Mr. Secretary, our adversaries should fear us, and what you've done is embarrassed us. And let me sum this up by this. A leading Chinese propaganda outlet said that what happened to you exposed, quote, internal chaos. A leading Russian propaganda outlet said that your disappearance, quote, effectively compromised the
gentleman's time's expired.
You're not recognized.
There was never any lapse in authorities or in command and control. At all times, either I or the deputy secretary was in a position to conduct the duties of my office. But we did have a breakdown in notifications during my January stay at Walter Reed, and that is sharing my location and why I was there. And back in December, I should have promptly informed the president, my team in Congress, and the American people of my cancer diagnosis and subsequent treatment. Again, we did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right. As you know, I've apologized, including directly to the president, and I take full responsibility. I'm also taking responsibility for some institutional changes to make sure that this cannot happen again. It's not enough for me to pledge to do better. The system must be postured better to make the appropriate notifications when authorities are transferred. And my staff must be ready to carry all of this out. But let me be clear, I never intended to keep my hospitalization from the White House or from anybody else. That's why we immediately instituted changes to the way that the authorities can be temporarily transferred to my deputy and to the way that notifications get made. That's also why we conducted a 30-day review of the entire process. Now, because the review deals with the continuity of operations, its drafters wrote it as classified. But, of course, we've shared that review with all of you. The 30-day review made 8 recommendations to me, and I've directed that all 8 recommendations be implemented. We put 2 in place already, and we're moving out quickly on the other 6. So let me quickly summarize them for you. We've made clear that we expect full information sharing when the deputy or another designated official assumes the functions and duties as acting secretary. We've issued written guidelines for clear information sharing between my staff and the deputy secretary staff if these scenarios arise. And we'll ensure that the department officials in the order of succession are familiar with and supported for the relevant processes.
Just when we thought the Zionist state could not get any more bloodthirsty than this, they kill over 100 starved Palestinians as they ran to an aid truck. Bloodthirsty terrorism! This is northern Gaza, where they're desperately seeking food, where humanitarian aid has been cut off, where they've resorted to eating animal feed for nearly 2 months to survive. Then Israeli tanks have the nerve to run over the dead and injured bodies. We have Israeli snipers targeting children seeking water. We have babies dead in their incubator following the Zionist cutting off electricity. They even bulldoze and desecrate cemeteries as they don't want to see our martyrs at rest. The list can go on and on, but just know this Nazi behavior is nothing short of sadism, all financed by the U.S. tax dollar.
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
And from the sea!
warship attacked by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea has sunk. It's the first vessel lost since the Yemeni group began targeting commercial shipping that it says is linked to Israel. The British-owned Rubimar was carrying more than 40,000 tons of fertilizer when it was hit by a missile and began taking in water nearly 2 weeks ago. Yemen's internationally recognized government is warning that the sinking could cause an environmental catastrophe.
حرصنا خلال العملية على خروج طاقم السفينة بأمان. وفي الحديدة تمكنت الدفاعات الجوية اليمنية وبعون الله تعالى من إسقاط طائرة أمريكية MQ-9 بصاروخ مناسب أثناء قيامها بمهام عدائية ضد بلدنا لصالح الكيان الصهيوني.
A cargo ship attacked by...
This morning, historic February wildfires scorching parts of the southern plains, forcing the governor of Texas to issue disaster declarations in more than 60 counties. The heat and heavy winds fueling the flames in the Texas panhandle, one fire quadrupled in size in just 24 hours, burning an area more than 7 times the size of Washington, D.C. More than 40 homes damaged in Fritch, Texas. Residents told to evacuate now. Just outside Amarillo, the country's primary nuclear weapons facility, pausing operations as the fire raged nearby. The city of Canadian, northeast of Amarillo, was surrounded by fire. Anyone who had not evacuated was told to shelter in place.
Head back. We're just going to have to regroup. We can't stop it.
The fires crossing into Oklahoma, prompting more evacuations. Farther north in Nebraska, this fire erupting in the summer-like heat. But overnight, a powerful storm front triggering weather whiplash. Temperatures plunging in some areas from the mid-80s to the mid-20s in a matter of hours. St. Louis dropping from 86 degrees to 26. The storm triggering at least 4 suspected tornadoes outside of Chicago, downing trees and ripping roofs and facades off buildings. Passengers at busy O'Hare Airport were told to shelter away from windows as flights were grounded during the storms. The air traffic control tower briefly evacuated.
Say that more than 100 people were killed in what is being described as a chaotic incident as IDF soldiers opened fire as people were trying to get food from aid trucks. CNN's Jeremy Diamond is gathering new details. He's been picking up some new reporting. Jeremy, bring us up to speed here.
Well, first of all, Kate, I think it's important to note that the aid situation, the humanitarian situation in northern Gaza is just so, so desperate. And that seems to be part of what led to this scene. Hundreds, if not thousands of people surrounding some of these aid trucks that were able to enter northern Gaza. Some of the very few aid trucks that have actually been able to make it in there. And you can see in this video by the Israeli, from the Israeli military, the crowds of people around these trucks. But what appears to have happened is that the Israeli military opened fire on some of these people who were surrounding these trucks. An Israeli military official telling us that the crowd approached the forces in a manner that posed a threat to the troops, and they say that those troops then responded with live fire. Now, eyewitnesses on the scene have told us that Israeli tanks as well as drones opened fire on this crowd, and that following that, there was a chaotic scene. Some of the drivers of these aid trucks apparently tried to get away amid this gunfire and killed several additional people. We were told that 104 people were killed in this incident, 760 people injured, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. It's not clear yet how many of those were killed by Israeli gunfire versus by these trucks and the ensuing chaos, but our eyewitnesses on the ground indicate that it was the Israeli gunfire that prompted some of those trucks to flee the scene and in the process run over some of these individuals. But we are still working to gather additional details. The Israeli military says for its part that the incident is under review, and they are also saying in a statement that Gazan residents surrounded the trucks, looted the supplies being delivered, and that during the incident, dozens of Gazans, they say, were injured as a result of pushing and trampling. This was clearly more than just pushing and trampling, and we have eyewitnesses making very clear that the Israeli military did indeed open fire on these individuals as well. Now, we should note that this is only happening because of how desperate the humanitarian situation is in northern Gaza. Very few aid trucks have actually been able to make it in there. The World Food Program recently suspended aid deliveries to northern Gaza, saying that it was too unsafe. Part of that has to do with a lack of coordination with the Israeli military to get those trucks into a war zone safely in a way that they are not targeted. And it also has to do with the fact that the Israeli military in the past has targeted police officers who have been around those aid convoys. And so there is very little security for these. You combine that lack of security, you combine that with the fact that people are on the brink of famine in northern Gaza, and then the Israeli military also being on the scene. And this is the situation that...
See, fam, I want to leave y'all with a little note. This is what these clowns did, y'all. These people, imagine this is us, fam. Imagine this is us, black man and black woman, Latino man, Latino woman, Native Indian man, Native Indian woman. Imagine this was us. They had us up in a barrel. We starving and hungry and whatever. They send food. And all it was a trick hat to get us out there and shoot us up. Like we animals. These are the mindset of these people over there that call themselves true children of God. These are the true children of God that they say do these things. Why? And then he said, no other people. That's why I say all these other nations, you say what you want to say to me, feel any way about how you feel about me, or do whatever you want to do to me, because you can do anything if the Most High allow you to do it. But y'all are lowlives and cowards. How one country gonna stop, gonna fear all these other nations out here seeing what they doing to these people? We got to suspend because Israel's the problem. Israel keep on doing this stuff, then Israel need to be dealt with, period. If they can't stop the firing while these people trying to get something to eat or trying to feed their children and all that, and they setting them up, and then y'all see this and allow this to happen. See, black man, black woman, Latino woman, Latino man, Native Indian man and woman. That's why we got to get back on our horse. Because we left the world that the Most High built for us to Gentiles. These are people that go around killing their people and their next door neighbor. But when it comes to the world event, that people they don't know, but they see the slaughtering and the disaster, they ain't doing nothing. We already submerged in prison or war. We already been through all this prisoner of war. We still locked down in prisoner of war. But us as a nation, they talking about us and looking at us as a nation of how the Caucasian man and the non-pigmentation woman did to us as a nation. But we looking at these other nations and seeing how cowardly they are. They are a bunch of cowards that allow another nation of people to go down here and destroy and kill women and children and old people. And people in general, men in general as well. And y'all sitting down here doing all this. At least Africa made a step. But what are all these other nations doing? Russia halfway making steps. But what are all these other nations doing? Y'all looking at each other, and y'all got these people that call themselves the children of God, but they're not. And who are y'all afraid of? Yourself? Because this can be happening to y'all, and y'all be pleading for everybody else to help. Nobody's helping us. Nobody's helping us. Nobody's helping us. Nobody's helping us. We need help. Nobody's helping us. But that's all right. That's all right. All y'all clowns out there that call y'all leaders, all y'all clowns out there that talking about I'm a thug, I'm a leader, I'm an assassin, and I'm this and I'm that. Yeah. When it comes down to a one-on-one common man you might be all those things. But when it comes down to world event, when real national people really need help, then you ain't doing nothing but talking. So we already know what type of person you are anyway. It's a shame out there that all these other nations allowing these people getting killed like rats out here. Children. Because we already know how it feel like, man. The black man and the black woman already know how it felt like in our history, what they did to our forefathers, how they did and what they doing now. We can sympathize with that because our forefathers and our ancestors went through this. But half of y'all nation didn't. But maybe the Most High probably give y'all a little test run on how it feel and what your mindset is when you go through it. Maybe that'll change the realm of your thoughts. Change your mindset. People continue killing people over unjust circumstance. Their IQ is so little that they can't even understand. Damn, half of y'all IQ is so little.
Get out. Exposing the sample. Call him Kanye West. America gonna be destroyed. No doomsday threats. It's gonna get hit with ballistic missiles from Gog and Magog. You shouldn't have had liposuction. Should have jogged the weight off. We the resistance. Hear the bravery in my voice. You lied to us when you said slavery was a choice. Nigga must have smoked up a whole quarter piece. 1441, we was kidnapped by the Portuguese. When I hear the words, make America great again. All it means is make blacks and Latinos slaves again. You said Bush don't care about black people. When it comes to cooning, you're a Barkley and Shaq's equal. You was the realest spitter ripping the beat up. Now you in a sunken place, phone clicking the teacup. Yeah, learning you're a slave. Mom turning in her grave. Lyrical sermon on the page, just burning off the mage. America was great when they stole the land from the natives. It was great when they brought blacks over on slave ships. It was great when they prospered our free labor. It was great when burning our bodies was sweet savor. It was great when they could rape our women at will. It was great when they did our children like Emmett Till. It was great when firemen sprayed us with hoses. It was great when they killed all our modern day Moses. Could you cherish a place where we perished in hate? Then wear a hat that says you want to make America great. Your character's fake, saying Trump represents freedom. He's Edom. He told cops when you stop blacks, mistreat them. Everything changed when you got with that ratchet thought. Your mom's casket dropped. Evil, cerebral, and rapid thoughts. The aftershock. You started tweaking off acid drops. High as an astronaut. I bet this shit happened to Travis Scott. Watch the throne. You really sold yourself a dream. It seemed the people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. You're made back on the road to hell. You should be wearing that hat that says you sold for sale. Yeah, look at all this backlash, hate. First you backstab Hov, then you backstab Drake. MK Ultra, I stuck in your mouth wide. This ain't the same Kumbaya from the south side. America was great when cotton picking with bloody fingers. It was great when we called Mexicans beaners. It was great when we didn't have a voice to speak. It was great when they fed us scraps, no choice to eat. It was great when they fed our babies to gators. It was great when they beat us before the taser. It was great in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It was great when the media didn't cover our stories. Yeah, Deacon, a.k.a. Five Lord, Sakari. All praise you. How about Shimmy Awashai? Hey, Kanye, man. Get out. You out of pocket, homie. All the Jews, all the gems, all the jewels and gems you gave us about our history, all the social injustice that you spoke out about, and now this ain't the land of our rest. All right? We under curses, we Israelites. They're not for us, man.